This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, yesterday we were talking about how mainstream media finally admits 72 mass bankers' suicides. Just think about this, friends. 72 mass banker suicides. Here, let me say that again. For some reason or another, this wasn't being admitted to. No one has taken responsibility for this, nor would they call it a conspiracy up until now. So, folks, it must be legit now because the mainstream media is finally beginning to admit that 72 of these bankers that supposedly committed suicide were likely a vast criminal conspiracy. Huh. Man, now I feel so much better. They came in and they basically solidified my feelings and my thoughts in the first place. Thank you so much. Folks, this happens all the time. They deny it, they deny it, they deny it. Folks, then all of a sudden they admit it. They deny it, then they deny it some more, and then they lie about it. And then all of a sudden, when it doesn't matter for the most part to the people any longer, then they admit it. See, what they want to do is they want to just kind of hide it behind on page 17 after the fact, you know, like a year, 2 years later. And that's exactly what they do. Because, again, they know that the people are so used to being controlled. Their thought patterns are being controlled and changed incrementally every 7 seconds. So why wouldn't we? I mean, we got them fighting and arguing over the same things every day of the week. I mean, how stupid are the American people, sayeth the enemies of this country? Those that are promulgating information, lies, and propaganda to destroy your country at large. Mainstream media finally admits 72 mass banker suicides were likely a vast criminal conspiracy. Again, man, I'm so thankful that they finally come around and they told the truth now after 72 innocent people are dead. Oh, my goodness. As a matter of fact, this is interesting stuff, folks. When we look at Thomas J. Hughes, 29, a former Citigroup and UBS investment banker who joined the boutique shop of Moelis and Company in February of 2014, body parts may have also hit or bounced off a Honda SRV that stopped short on the roadway and remained at the scenes, witnesses said. I don't know where these body parts came from, said eyewitness. As a matter of fact, a passenger of the SUV was heard screaming. Witness Mario Markovecki, 37, said the impact was so bad that the man's body was left in pieces. I got close, but when I looked, all I saw were body parts. Guts everywhere, said this eyewitness. He hit the railing and got his head cut off. My goodness. I mean, these are all suicides, friends. Wow, November, Sean Miller, 42, Citigroup manager director, found dead in a bathtub with his own throat slashed. Murder weapon is missing. That was a suicide. October, Edmund Riley, 47, a trader at Midtown's Vertical Group, threw himself in front of a speeding Long Island Railroad commuter train. Gruesome suicides, friends. Gruesome. January, William Bill Brocksmith, 58, he hung himself, possible suicide. In June, Richard Gravino, 49, application team lead. J.P. Morgan, sudden death, cause unknown. Still pending. The conspirators are still trying to decide as to how they're going to give it to the American people. Again in June, James McDonald, president and CEO of Rockefeller and Company, apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound. I wonder how many times he inflicted himself with that gunshot. I mean, folks, we've heard ridiculous accounts. I'm an individual committing suicide, shooting himself with a gunshot 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 times. Wow. But again, friends, this is what you got to feel good about, is the state-controlled narrative is now beginning to take responsibility and finally admitting that this was a conspiracy. These 72 bankers that just, these CEOs, folks, these heads of these financial institutions, they're just committing suicide for no reason. Could there be a conspiracy? In May, Thomas Shankman, 42, Managing Director of Global Infrastructure. J.P. Morgan, sudden death, cause unknown. A lot of folks dying, folks, and they can't even tell you how they died. Wow. They must have just recently graduated from a local college here, huh? In May, another one, Nassim Mabin. Assistant Vice President, ZBTL Bank, Islamabad, suicide jump. I mean, folks, they have the world in their hands, and yet they're committing suicide? In May, Daniel Leaf, Senior Manager at the Bank of Scotland, Saracen Fund Managers, he fell off a cliff. Wow. Klutzy brother. Man, and it cost him his life. Just think about that. In May, Nigel Charvin, Senior Relationship Manager at Ulstra Bank Manager Portfolio of Distressed Businesses, he accidentally drowned. In April, Lydia, no surname given, 52, France's Bread Banquet Populaire, suicide jump. Folks, we're talking about these bankers, 72 of them, these mass banker suicides, and now the state-controlled narrative is coming forward and saying, you know what, this was a vast conspiracy. A conspiracy. Yes. Well, folks, the question is, when these things happen like this, like the doctors, the holistic doctors, who gains from all of this? Why are they getting rid of the CEOs of these financial institutions? I mean, listen to this. A suicide jump. One guy jumps from the top of a building. His body parts are all over the place. Why would they kill themselves, friends? In April, Lai Yuana, 49, non-bank financial institution supervisor, Department of the Regulator, heart attack. Okay, some of it could be legit, friends. Some of it could be coincidental. But 72? I mean, this is like when John F. Kennedy was assassinated. You do remember, folks, around that assassination, there was over 400 people that mysteriously died after JFK's assassination. You know what the odds are of that actually happening? I mean, folks, this sounds like nothing less than a hit. Assassinations. April, Benedict Philippians, director, manager, bank, Anne's St. Nicholas. He was shot. April, Tanage Dewberry, assistant vice president, Credit Suisse, a house fire. I mean, they must have been thinking within themselves. And then the other question is, folks, is are these bankers really dead? Now, I don't mean to confuse you or to throw you off, folks, but again, understand leading by opposition. What is going on? We're going to take a phone call from Tim out of Wyoming right on the other side of the break.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store staples.com for details.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, by the way, folks, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next 45 minutes, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Got a call coming in from Wyoming. We got Tim. How are you, my friend? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, Bradley. Thanks for taking my call. I'm doing well. I'm glad to hear your show today. I listened to the replay of the show yesterday, and I wanted to comment on Dabu 77. I used to watch his videos. I don't have email at the moment, but Google's kind of been messing with me, so I have to either distance myself from them or find a new way to access them. But anyway, I've used his information a lot before, and he's good. He likes getting to the heart of the matter. He's a little bit foul sometimes, but other than that, that's what I've heard anyway.
Well, Tim, let me interject this. And one of the things I always want to do, especially when we're on the show, is if we expose things like that, I don't want it from hearsay. I want it firsthand. And what we do have going for us concerning Breitbart in that particular assassination, because it was nothing short of it, my former attorney was sitting with him having dinner. Minutes later, when they went outside, he fell over dead. And so I know firsthand as to what took place there. And it's interesting, just, you know, even after the autopsy concerning Breitbart, even the guy that actually, the mortician that did the autopsy, interestingly enough, 5 days after, before the body was even produced, when he came forth to bring forth the blood test, well, he mysteriously died right along with it. And just going back to yesterday, because I don't know that I clarified it enough as I'd like to have, but it's interesting that I just wanted people to understand that Breitbart, and I'm talking about the outlet, the media source in the United States of America here, you know, they're talking about how now they know that Barack Hussein Obama's been lying to the American people about ISIS. Well, they knew back how many years prior that Breitbart was killed for coming out, bringing the information forth on Barack Hussein Obama that he's an agent of the Saudis. How come they're not talking about that? And my whole point was just that. I mean, are you going to honor your CEO, your founder of Breitbart Outlets by actually blowing in the wind the very things that Andrew died to give the American people, yet they're not doing that? And I wanted people to understand that that was my objective. Why are we not talking about the fact that Scripture proves true once again, never questioning the Scripture, but Scripture proves true once again that, listen, a foreigner will take the place of a king, and the American people have a lot of this narcissists who act in such a fashion, and though they've been assailed by Barack Hussein Obama how many different times and how many different lies and transgressions of our constitutional law, he still remains. That means they have subjected themselves to his tyrannical methods, and so they may as well go ahead and call him a king. And the fact of the matter is, Tim, is they laugh at Barack, but the joke is on the American people that he's still there. But again, saying two things. Going back, I just wanted to know why Breitbart was not, publishing the very things that Andrew Breitbart died to give us. That was my objective there.
Right. Well, I understand that. I mean, I understand what you're saying about, and besides the fact, don't use hearsay evidence, so to speak, in the case of who said what and when, and attest
exactly
facts and lay them out in front of the people. Well, Steve, as you mentioned, you actually asked the question, and I had the question too. This is what I told the screener. I said, are those bankers? And you said it just before I got on. You said, are those bankers really dead? 72, I think you upped the number to 75 yesterday, but 72 bankers, did they all really commit suicide? Are they all really dead? Because if they have the resources to be in the positions that they are, I mean, even 29, 30, 40, I mean, young people, I say, if they have those resources at their fingertips, maybe they used the body from the morgue and blew that up. Maybe they're not really dead. Maybe they're living the high life on an island somewhere or something like that.
You're right, right.
Maybe they think they're going to an ark to outer space, maybe. I don't even know. What I'm saying is the possibility is there that those people only committed suicide in the public eye. They pretended to commit suicide. They're not really dead, some of them. I'm not saying for sure that's true, but there was another thing too. Now, there's a commercial.
Let me answer that though, Tim, just so, because I've already got a couple things I'm loading up on right now. Gert Tak was a private banker for ING and managed portfolios of wealthy clients in Belgium. The cause of his death was unknown at the time of the report, but he disappeared in mysterious circumstances. After driving his personal car to a garage from which he took a replacement car to an unknown destination, his body was found in November of 2014 near the shores of the Austin coast. So there has been bodies that have been produced, but I got to be honest with you, and I agree with you on things that go down nationally and when there's mass murder, I always want to know somebody that knows somebody that has actually been to the funerals, have seen the bodies, or even going into law enforcement, I want to know from them that were a part of the scene before I say anything about it, because if it doesn't go that far with me, I talk about alleged, because much of it is false flag. Much of it is embellished. It's conjured up. It's contrived. So I agree with you there, Tim, very much.
Yeah, there's the one thing the last thing I want to say real quick. Now, you're talking about the JFK assassination. I watched the movie that was made, I think, in 1965 or 66. The first name of the person was Mark, and I don't remember the last name. But it was actually by the time the movie was finished cutting and produced, 30 some odd people, 33, 34, 35 people had already died, of mysterious circumstances before 2 years had passed, essentially. Much time at all had passed. I mean, obviously all those people are dead now, but at the same time, I'm wondering if that filmmaker's still alive or not, but I don't. I'm not worried about
when you get a minute, Tim, go online, and of course I'm speaking to a whole mess of folks out there that want to know the facts. concerning John F. Kennedy's assassination. I mean, it doesn't get any better than coming from Lady Bird Johnson and or his mistress saying the exact same things online. If you want to know who the shooters were, go to James Files. James Files online and do a little homework, folks, because, you know, and I often talk about this, Tim, truth is stranger to fiction to some folks. The person that's responsible for the assassination could tell the American people, but it's interesting, you can't find a whole handful of people out of 100 that actually believe that Lee Harvey Oswald did the shooting. But when you have the actual shooter come forward and tell the American people that I'm responsible for the assassination, guess what? It's them holding the truth and unrighteousness. They say they don't believe it was Lee Harvey Oswald, but in their action, they totally agree with the state-controlled narrative because the individual that comes out and tells the truth, they don't believe him for a grain of salt. I mean, and it's a sad place to be, but going back to John F. Kennedy, the truth fell in the streets back in 1963, November 22nd, no question.
Right. Well, when Oswald himself said, "I'm just a patsy," he said it. I mean, and there are many. I mean, many reports as well. Of course, eyewitness reports from people who are dead now, but they saw puffs of smoke and they heard gunshots from various areas and all that. Of course, those people, I think, were the first people to die before the movie was even
covered. That's right.
So,
yep. No, that's fine. There's just a little bit of a delay going on, Tim. I appreciate you calling in, as always. Again, folks, if you'd like to call in, please give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. We were just talking about the bankers that are, for some reason or another, mysteriously committing suicide. I want to jump over just to another topic, another group of people. What about the holistic doctors that have now died? You know, back in July, it was reported on the Sons of Liberty Media through Tim Brown, senior editor from the Sons of Liberty Media, that five holistic doctors had met untimely and suspicious deaths within 30 days. And that five more were still missing. And within days of that report, two more doctors were also found dead under suspicious circumstances, which made it seven inside of 1 month. Okay. Now, within the span of 90 days, 11 doctors had been found dead under suspicious circumstances. And just prior to the writing of this concerning this topic, a 12th holistic doctor, Marie Paz, was found dead due to an apparent suicide. Now, folks, what are they doing? I mean, it reminds me, again, I'm from North Minneapolis. It reminds me of if you're a drug dealer and you're busting into someone else's territory, the bigger drug dealer is going to come down and deal with the smaller guy. And they must be breaking into some of the profits concerning the pharmaceutical companies, friends, because that's the only thing that makes any sense here. And the fact of the matter is they're also bringing forth natural healing methods in which the pharmaceutical does not want to present. Why? Because they don't want America healthy. They want to derive your funds off of the sicknesses in which many cases are created through the food that you eat. Just ask Monsanto. This is a whole different topic, but folks, I think the point is made. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hey folks, I got a statement I want to make for you. Again, if you'd like to call in, please do. Thanks for the call from Tim, Wyoming, 1-866-582-9933. Do you realize that we now live in a nation where doctors destroy health? Do you realize we now live in a nation where lawyers destroy justice? Do you realize that we now live in a nation where universities destroy knowledge? Do you realize, America, that we now live in a nation where governments are appointed to destroy freedom? We now live in a nation where the press destroys information. America, we now live in a nation where religion destroys morals. We now live in a nation where banks destroy the economy. Read Isaiah 59, Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. Always a good point of reference. Folks, who is they? You ever have a conversation and you always hear them say, they? They? It's always they. It's never the American people taking responsibility for what's allowed. They always have to point the finger at somebody else. But it's always it's just a reference made, never pointing the finger at the responsible party, starting with them. So the question is, America, who is they? And the reason I was just thinking about this is because I was listening to two conservative news anchors bantering back and forth in a comical manner, asking one another as to what scandal they thought was most controversial. the IRS targeting of conservative groups, Obamacare lies, and its unconstitutionality. Of course the Constitution's never brought up. That means they might have to actually study to know what they're talking about. And if they did, they would make reference to law, to judgment, which would establish what? A resolve, righteousness and peace within the gate. Or these two that were bantering back and forth, these two useful idiots known as news anchors, they were you know, talking about the Benghazi cover-up. I mean, just forget about the guys that died there. You know, and I thought within myself, this is some serious irresponsibility going on through those who are responsible for helping preserve our republic. I mean, what would you think of me if I knew that the ship we were on was purposely being destroyed by a few outlaws, corruption in the government, in the church, blowing holes in the bottom of the ship in hopes of sinking it? And I just sat back with a smile on my face, asking others on the ship, what do you think, or who do you think, blew a bigger hole? Who do you think blew a bigger hole? Acting as if I were exempt from being on the same ship that everyone else was on. We're all on this boat, folks. And as I thought on this, it came to me that the problems with our country are not the media or the government's fault alone. The media watchdogs only stay afloat by the sponsors that support them, and the people are responsible for supporting the sponsors. And in regard to government, government derives its just powers from the consent of we the people, and the government in this country only reflects what the people tolerate. I also realize that our rights come from the hand of God, and those rights are maintained by fighting the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, which reflects what is or is not being preached from the pulpits across the land today. You know, William Wilberforce, who was a great abolitionist, he was the one that said a private faith that does not act in the face of oppression is no faith at all. He's exactly right. I'll say it again. A private faith that does not act in the face of oppression is no faith at all. And folks, going back to the quote that I just gave you at the beginning of this segment, that we now live in a nation where doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the press destroys information, religion destroys morality, and our banks destroy the economy. Why? America? The question is, who is they? Who is they? So in other words, America is now bearing corrupt fruit, opposite of what our founders established through acting out what the Bible and the Constitution commands and requires. For therefore, concerning the Constitution, they were the architects. So therefore, it all was derived from the Bible. Well, how you may ask? Well, though what they tolerate others do to the ship we are all on, who's to blame? We often see the finger pointed at those that are only reflecting what is tolerated, as if to say that they are the problem. Well, who, I ask, my friends, are they? They is you. It is. Let me say it again. Who, I ask, is they? They is you. Do you notice how everybody's passing the buck? Everybody's blaming somebody else for the problems in which we are all a part of and responsible for. I mean, you talk to the average American and they are led to believe that the problem in this country belongs to someone else. Therefore, someone else needs to right the wrongs that they, as Americans, are obligated to right. If it's not the professed church decrying that there's nothing they can do because of iniquity and how it's taken us over, then it's the conservative of the day complaining about corruption in the government. Iniquity has taken over the professed church and much of the government because they have been derelict of duty and honor to God and love towards man and the preservation of this most blessed country of ours. Ours, America, ours. We're in this together, right? Let's say together. We're in this together. I'm having fun, but I'm also serious. We're in this together. See, you need to understand, gratitude leads to duty. And if you're thankful for what God did through Jesus Christ, you don't have to be told what to do. It springs from your heart. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. So therefore, friends, they, again, are simply the American people. And until America, you take responsibility, nothing is going to change. As we have heard time and time again in the past 6 years, the change that was promised is not the change that we wanted or expected the last 7 3/4 years, might I add. Folks, it's been a continual warfare in this country. Ever since I can remember, it's been war after war, scandal after scandal, lie after lie. Things are getting worse, not better. And folks, sooner or later, it's going to sink our ship unless we, the people, take responsibility for what it is that we tolerate both inside of the church and in our government. But it first starts with us, me and you. So they is me and you. Jan, the first person to sign the Declaration of Independence was none other than John Hancock. I don't know if you realize why John Hancock wrote his name so large. Again, John Hancock, the first person to sign the Declaration of Independence, took responsibility for the wrongs of his day by taking action against those who were usurping the rights of man. Hancock stood in the face of the tyrant King George. As a matter of fact, he purposely wrote his name so big that when the tyrant king, George, read the document, he didn't even have to put his spectacles on to read it. When is it the time, America, that your enemies begin to understand the spirit of America? That these colors don't run? The spirit of American honor and valor and courage and bravery, which only comes from the Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Alpha and the Omega, the man of war, the one who spake as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. That's where it all comes from, is the Son of God. I want you to listen to this again. John Hancock, the first person to sign the Declaration of Independence, he took responsibility for the wrongs of his day by taking action against those who were usurping the rights that God has bestowed upon man. He purposely wrote his name so big that when the tyrant King George read the document, he didn't have time to put his spectacles on to read it. As a matter of fact, Hancock stated, listen carefully, resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with a proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave, and no man ought to take from us. That's the history of the United States of America. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to see the reference, volume 2, page 229. So, is this going to be our legacy? We now live in a nation where doctors destroy health. I mean, folks, you want to talk about a direct contradiction of its very purpose and definition. Doctors destroy health. Well, nothing new under the sun. We understand that. Yeah, I totally get that. But just think about this, America. Every day of the week, God has bestowed his mercies upon us because the mercies of God are anew every day. And it reminds me of Thomas Paine during the Revolutionary War. He said, we have an opportunity now to make the world anew. Do you realize we've been given that opportunity every day of our lives through the power of the Holy Ghost? We have an opportunity, America, listen carefully, to make the world anew every day of our lives. But we have to be willing to fight for it. Because I don't want this laid to our charge, and I said our charge, because I don't want you to fail our next generation any more than I want to fail our next generation, our posterity, because our forefathers didn't leave us what I'm talking about today. So when I say we now live in a nation where doctors destroy health, they do. Let's correct this. Where lawyers destroy justice, they do. Let's correct this. Folks, by the way, this is why they were damned by Jesus in Matthew 23. Lawyers, they withheld the keys of knowledge. Universities destroy knowledge. Is that what the universities were set up for? No, folks, we've talked about that in the past. They're set up for congregationalists, for the raising up of, guess what? Preachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We live in a society where governments destroy freedom. Is that the purpose? Absolutely not. And the press destroys information? Folks, we have God's moral law. Folks, we have the laws on our side and God on our side. Should we go on and let religion destroy morals? Absolutely not. And our banks destroy the economy? No. It's time to do the right thing, and the right time to do the right thing is right now.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
I want to tell you the process of understanding your need in the process of God. Jeremiah 29:11 through 13. You can also go over to Isaiah 66:2, Psalm 51:17. But I want to go over to the New Testament because people, well, they always like to refer back to the New Testament, which is great. But listen, it's like watching part two of a two-part series or movie. Okay, so like if there's a part one and a part two, always talking about the gospel, it's bizarre to me because you hear this all the time that, well, Bradley, you know, we're not under the Old Testament. We're not under the Old Testament. We're not under the Old Testament. I'm having fun with this, but you do need to follow because I think you're going to get the kicker here. But isn't it interesting that, you know, I'm on to the same point that I was going to make, friends, but I'm saying something different to it. I'm on another little bunny trail here. Isn't it interesting how people say, well, you know, we're under the New Testament now? Yeah, that's true, but the Old Testament is the character of God. And how do you understand part two of the movie if you don't understand part one? You're putting the cart before the horse, right? As a matter of fact, when you go to Matthew 1, just to prove my point, it says, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Well, if you don't know the Old Testament, then you would just want to talk about the New Testament, then I'd ask you the question, who's David and who's Abraham? And then it tells us Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judas and his brother. Who are these guys? going down 14 generations. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations. So, and from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. So who are all these people? They're all Old Testament patriarchs. So in other words, friends, you can't understand part two until you first understand part one. Okay? That's all I'm saying. So in the sense of going back to the Old Testament, like I just talked about, and talking about godly repentance, I want to go to the New Testament, and I want to show you what godly repentance really works in a man or woman of God. Okay? For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. Repentance towards who? Towards your priest? Towards your pastor? Towards who? Towards man? No. Towards God. Acts 20, verse 21. So you're repenting before God through the use of the moral law. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. Okay? For behold, the selfsame thing that you sorrowed. Now this is the fruit of godly sorrow. That you sorrowed after a godly sort. What carefulness it wrought in you. You need to understand that. What carefulness it wrought in you. We've been talking about who is they? Who is they, America? They is you. And it's interesting that David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against him." And it's also interesting to note that he laid the judgments of God before himself that he wouldn't offend God. Okay? He wasn't a man pleaser. Read Galatians 1. He was a God pleaser. So, godly sorrow worketh what? Carefulness. What carefulness it wrought in you. Yeah, what clearing of yourselves. Yeah, what indignation. Yeah, what fear. Yeah, what vehement desire. Yeah, what zeal. Yeah, what revenge. In all things you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. Before who? Before God. And once that godly repentance is wrought within a man by the power and the work of the Holy Ghost, you can find that in Titus 3. It's a working of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. It's interesting that blessed is the man, going over to Psalm 94, going back to the Old Testament again, which Christ fulfilled, blessed is the man whom thou chastenest to afflict pain or suffering, to humble or to improve. Okay? Not talking about they anymore, friends. I'm talking about you. Okay? O Lord, teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for who? The wicked, not the righteous. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. And you know what the Lord said right after that, friends? In verse 16, chapter 94 of Psalms, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, friends? Now, when we're talking about evildoers, we're talking about those that are perverting and transgressing law, both within the church, both within government. Folks, when I was talking about these very things that I'm bringing up to you even now concerning how we live in a nation today, friends, I mean, just think about this again. We now live in a nation where doctors destroy health. Well, we need to deal with the doctors that are destroying health because that's not what they're being paid for, nor is it appointed, nor is it lawful. Nor is it lawful for lawyers to destroy justice. Nor is it for universities to destroy knowledge. Nor is it for government to destroy freedom. Nor is it for the press to destroy information. Nor is it for religion to destroy morality. Nor is it for banks to destroy the economy. The Lord said, who is it that will stand up against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of lawlessness? And then he said in verse 20, shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with you, which frameth mischief by a law? Let's go back all the way to the beginning of the show, friends. If you go back all the way to the beginning of the show, we were talking about all these doctors that were mysteriously committing suicide. Do you believe it? Okay, we have the state-controlled narrative now acknowledging that it's been a conspiracy. If there's a conspiracy, that means there's a group of people, one or there's a group of two or more people together in a conspiracy against the righteous. Now, I'm not saying these bankers were righteous, but I am saying murder is against the law in every land. Common sense comes into play here. And the Lord is asking, who is it that will rise up for me against the evildoers? So it's for us, not they, to right the wrongs in the process. Then we started talking about the holistic doctors committing suicide in the most mysterious manner. I mean, folks, just again, common sense comes into play. We have a responsibility to right the wrongs. We have a responsibility, America, to deal with conspirators. We have a responsibility to right the wrongs in the church first, and we have a responsibility to right the wrongs in government first, because we are the government, and first and foremost, 78% of you profess that you are the church. And judgment begins in the house of God, so it's time for us to correct ourselves. It's time for us, by the power of the Holy Ghost who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, for us to acknowledge our violations before God's moral law, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5. And let it drive us to the foot of the cross, where the law can do no more, where we put our faith in Jesus Christ, we read His Word daily, and we move on, and we grow up in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's amen. Hallelujah.
Now, if you were in a black church, they'd be saying, bring amen. It down, Brother Dean.
Brother Dean.
That's exactly right. Well, you are getting the truth here when you're listening to the Sons of Liberty. You are taking part with us when you support this work in getting this message across America, not only by the radio, but through events, through columns, through anything and everything. Every door that the Lord opens, we walk through it. And if you want to be a part of supporting this work, we want you to be. Please join us in becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you're a son or daughter of liberty, you're saying, listen, I'm taking a stand. I want my nation restored back to the founding principles that made it great. One nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And that's what we want to do, is we want to go back to the old paths, as the Bible talks about in Jeremiah, where we can find rest for our souls and peace because we're following the laws of the land. But for those people who out there who are saying, I've heard you talk about this program before, we have sons and daughters of liberty literally all across America. We've got George in Washington, for example, Lewis in Texas, Rudolph and Martha in Alabama. There's Francine.
Martha.
That's right. Rudolph and Martha in Alabama.
Old school name.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, we met Mavis in Alaska.
Mavis.
You know, there you go.
Yes.
Little doggy Mavis, though.
Mavis.
So that doesn't quite count. But there's also Francine in Arizona. There's Kyle in Kentucky.
Francine.
She's a wonderful lady, by the way.
If I remember right, she's so beautiful, her face belongs on a postage stamp.
You got that,
yes,
right?
That's
that would
her.
Make her day, Francine. I hope you're listening.
She is. Francine is a very cool lady,
She's a very cool lady. That's right. In Arizona, we've got Kyle in Kentucky.
Kyle in Kentucky.
I should have said that differently, like Kentucky, you know?
No,
I
Kentucky's my fine. Girl. Kyle,
that's
yeah.
right. We've got Melissa in North Dakota. That's where I was born.
Melissa in North Dakota.
That's right. We've got Jane in Florida.
I'm having one of those sugar moments.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Jane in Florida. Teresa in California.
Jane in Florida. Yeah, wait, folks, I'm having fun with you. We love you guys.
We really do.
Without you, we wouldn't be here right
That's
now.
Right.
So we are high-fiving you.
Without the Sons and Daughters of Liberty, we could not do what we do. So don't ever think that you're an insignificant part. You are not an insignificant part. You are a great part. We've got David in Ohio as well.
David is awesome.
Yes, I am friends with David on Facebook. So, you know, when you look
do I know
at all,
David?
You may know David.
Okay, I just
wanted
to. David, if I don't know you, you got to give me a call.
That's right.
Okay.
But I just want to say thank you to our Sons and Daughters of Liberty. And for those of you who would like to become, join this team. Join all the Sons and Daughters of Liberty across America. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty or Son or Daughter of Liberty. Choose a level of membership that's right for you and join us. Join this team in restoring America. We're not talking about all these different things. We're talking about
do you got like a Henrietta or a Harold or Henry?
You know, I do have a Harold. I do have a Harold.
You
have a Harold. Yes. Henrietta, I don't think I've ever come across.
Is there a Henrietta? Become a daughter of liberty today. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, having a little fun with you at the end here. We will talk to you soon. 1 John 3:18. Love you by our deeds, not words. See ya.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.